我感谢主，今天早上虽然下雪，还有这么多弟兄姊妹一同来到这里一同聚会。
We thank the Lord because even with the snow, there are many of you here today.
我想我们都知道哈，这个美国哈，从911之后啊，是发生一个很重大的变化。
We know that our country, America, has undergone a great change since 9/11.
那这个影响呢，我觉得不光是美国，实在是全世界。
And I think, the effect is not just in this country, but it is, throughout the world.
我们能感觉得到人的生活，整个人类的生活起了很大的变化。
We feel that there is a change in man and the life of man.
好像这个平安呢，这个失去了。
Seems like this peace is forsaken.
并且你感觉到各行各业好像都受到影响。
And it seems to affect, every area.
我们实在感觉这是一个很重要的一个兆头。
And we as Christians think, know that this is a sign.
啊，因为主在提醒我们，时候已经到末了了。
The Lord is reminding us that.We are in the end days.
结果去年呢，在年尾的时候呢，在南亚又出现一次大的地震和海啸。
And then just a few weeks ago, there was the earthquake and tsunami in Southeast Asia.
我们看见一刹那之间，数十万人的生命统统丧失。
We see overnight, hundreds of thousands lost their lives.
让我们更想到圣经里面讲到。末了的时代。
And it reminds us of the words in the Bible that speak of the end days.
我们说生活的这个环境将要起重大的变化。
The environment in which we live will undergo a great change.
啊，这个要比起启示录的预言所说的那个灾难的话呢，这个南亚的灾难还不是最大的哈。
Compared with the calamities mentioned in Revelation, the earthquake in Southeast Asia cannot compare.
圣经告诉我们，到了后来的灾难大到一个地步的时候，可能一个灾难起来，地上三分之一的人都不见了。
And Revelation mentions that, such a calamity will occur in which a third of the world's population will be wiped out.
但这个实在是对我们今天是已经很重要的一个提醒。
And so, this sign is a reminder.
昨天晚上在东南区啊，我跟少数弟兄姊妹在一起交通的时候，我是用个比喻来说啊。
Last night when I was sharing with brothers and sisters on the east side, I gave them an example.
因为我们在座很多年轻人都是学电脑的。
Because a lot of the young people here study, computer science.
这个911呢，这个好像是软体啊。Software.
911 is like software.
这个南亚的这个地震呢，这个好像是我们的 hardware， 这个地球本身出问题了。
And the earthquake is like hardware, where the world itself is physically changed.
有的人觉得说呢，911的影响是已经非常重大。
Some feel that the influence of 9/11 is great.
但是在我们感，在我的感觉里面，这个南亚所发生的是更可怕的东西。
But in my own personal feeling is, this earthquake is a greater event.
因为我们所赖以生存的这个地球的本身出问题。
Because the earth in which we dwell, the earth itself has problems.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我觉得作为神的儿女，我们应当被这个很重重的被提醒。
So we as children of God should be greatly reminded.
时间已经不多了。
The time is short.
礼拜五有一个姊妹问我，她说很好，她说孙弟兄，你看我们现在已经到第几印了。
On a Friday, a sister asked me.
我们晓得启示录有讲到七印。
Which seal in the book of mentioned in the book of Revelation are we at?
这个七印呢，乃是讲到末了时代的神的整个的工作的行程的时间表。
And the seven seals mentioned in Revelation represents the timeline of the work of God in the end days.
我们都知道到第五印和第六印中间的那个时候开始，那就是但以理预言的那一个七最后的一半三年的大灾难开始。
We know that between the fifth and the sixth seals, is what was mentioned in the prophecy of Daniel, and that is the latter part, the 3.5 years out of that seven-year period.
那我们看见这个前四印呢，已经有很多的灾难起来了。
And we know that the breaking of the first four seals, speaks of many calamities.
我们不知道是不是现在我们已经进入这个前四印的光景。
Perhaps we have already entered into the first four seals.
如果进入前四印的光景的话呢，那就是但以理最后一个期的前三年半。
If we've already entered into that period of time, then we've entered into the first 3.5 years, as mentioned in the prophecy of Daniel.
如果今天我们所处的这个环境所发生的事情已经开始进入这个七印的前三年半，那弟兄姊妹就知道时间很短了。
And if we've already entered into the first 3.5 years, then we know the time is short.
所以我们愿主借着这许多的事物，能够给我们里面一个。
So may the Lord, through these events, remind us.
那今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹来讲到敬畏的生活。
And this morning, I want to share with you on the fear of the Lord.
The fear of the life. 就是我们讲到敬畏的神的生活。
A life of fearing Jehovah.
我想我们和弟兄姊妹一同来读一些的圣经，好吧？
I'd like to read with you a few passages of scripture.
我们先看箴言
The book of Proverbs
箴言第九章
Proverbs chapter 9
箴言第九章第十节
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端认识至圣者便是聪明
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
好，我们回头看约伯记。
And then turn back to the book of Job.
约伯记第二十八章第二十八节。
Job chapter 28, verse 28.
他对人说，敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。
And to man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding.
我们看生命记第十章。
And then Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
第十二节和十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神。遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，我要叫你得福。
And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul?And to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good.
我们再看诗篇。
And the book of Psalm.
诗篇第三十三篇。
Psalm chapter 33.
诗篇三十三篇第八节。
Psalm 33, verse 8.
愿全地都敬畏耶和华。愿世上的居民都惧怕他。
Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
我们再看箴言第六章。
And then back to Deuteronomy, or Proverbs, chapter 6.
箴言第六章。
Proverbs, chapter 6.
第十六节到十九节。
Verses 16 to 19.
耶和华所恨恶的有六样。连他心所憎恶的共有七样，就是高傲的眼、撒谎的舌、流无辜人血的手、图谋恶计的心、飞跑行恶的脚、吐谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不善纷争的人。
There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood.A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers.
我们再请看《哥林多后书》第七章第一节。
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1.
新约哥林多后书第七章第一节。
2 Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。
Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
彼得前书第一章第十七节。
And 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 17.
彼得前书第一章第十七节。你们既称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
1 Peter 1:17. And if you address as father the one who impartially judges according to each man's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay upon earth.
使徒行传第九章第三十一节。
And Acts chapter 9 verse 31.
那时犹太加利利撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安被建立，凡事敬畏主蒙圣灵的安慰人数就增多了。
So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria enjoyed peace, being built up and going on in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it continued to increase.
在全本圣经里面，
in the whole Bible,
这个敬畏这个词啊，有好几百处。
This word fear appears hundreds of times.
所以可见这是一个很重要的一个字。
So it's an important word.
那么我们刚才呢，只不过是读了其中的一部分而已。
And we've only read a portion of the verses.
我们真是巴望我们作为神的儿女，当我们读圣经的时候啊，我们能注意这个敬畏这件事情。
We as children of God, when we read God's word, we ought to pay attention to the fear of the Lord.
我们知道在中文圣经里面呢，敬畏这个词啊，其实呢就是惧怕。
In the Chinese version, this word fear, is being afraid.
啊，感谢神让我们中文呢能有一个很好的一个词可以来表达这个意思，英文很简单就是害怕。
And in Chinese there are different words to describe it.
那我们晓得这个惧怕呢乃是我们人天性中的本能之一。
And fear is one of man's inherent characteristics.
因为当初神造人的时候呢，神就已经把这个惧怕放在人的里面。
When God created man, he placed fear within man's heart.
我们要感谢神把这个怕放在我们里面。
And we want to thank God for putting this fear in our hearts.
因为这个惧怕呢，有重大的意义的。
Because there is a purpose for this fear.
第一方面，
First off,
它是我们的保护。
It is for our protection.
叫我们能够远离很多的危险。
This fear allows us to go away from danger.
所以你看那个孩子小的时候啊，如果他胆子小的人呢，他反而不容易闯祸。
So those children who are afraid will not get into trouble.
Joe 小时候就是一个胆小的人。
And Joe was someone who was fearful of many things.
所以他很少闯祸。
So he didn't get into too much trouble.
因为怕这个怕那个啊，就不敢动了。
He was afraid of a lot of things, and so he wouldn't touch a lot of things.
这是怕好处，保护我们。
This fear is good because it protects us.
啊，第二方面的意思。
And secondly,
就是当你怕的时候，你就比较不容易犯错。
When we fear, we won't commit error.
啊，我们有的时候为了怕错，所以我们很多时候反而不容易犯错。
Sometimes when we are afraid of making mistakes, then we won't make mistakes.
第三方面啊。
Thirdly,
这个怕呢，叫我们能做一个正确的选择。
Fear causes us to choose correctly.
因为我们怕错，所以我们要选择对。
Because we're afraid of making mistakes, we'll choose correctly.
那更重要的呢？
And most importantly,
神把这个怕放在人里面，就是要叫人能够学习依靠神。
God places a fear within our hearts so that we will trust in Him.
诗篇第四十篇第三节就是讲到这件事情。
And Psalm chapter 40 verse 3 speaks of this matter.
因为我们惧怕神，所以我们就依靠神。
Because we fear Him, we will trust in Him.
所以神把这个怕放在人的生命中间，这是有非常重大意义的一件事情。
So God places fear within us, and there is a purpose.
所以呢，就我们的经验上来看呢，在这个世界中啊。没有所谓真正的天不怕地不怕的人。
In our experience here on earth, there is no one who is truly unafraid of heaven and earth.
圣经呢，可以举一个例子来说明。
And there is even an example in the Bible.
在路加福音第十八章那里。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 18.
主在那里劝导我们祷告，要祷告，要不可灰心。
And there the Lord asks us to pray without giving up.
所以你记得主在那里讲了一个比喻，他说在某一个城里面。
And so the Lord gave a parable, and he said, in a certain city, there was a judge.
他是不惧怕神，也不尊重人的。
He does not fear God nor man.
那意思说对人他也更不害怕。
And this speaks of his boldness towards man.
他说结果那个城里面有个寡妇。
And in that city, there was a widow.
到他那里要来求他给他伸冤。
And this widow wanted to make a request of the judge.
他是不尊重人的，所以他多日不理他。
And he did not respect man, and so he ignored her.
后来他自己心里面想了。
And so she thought in her heart.
他说我也不惧怕神。
She thought.
我不惧怕神，不怕神。
He does not fear God.
也不尊重世人。
And he does not respect man.
他说呢，但是呢，就怕这个寡妇的这个烦扰。
But he is afraid that this widow will bother him night and day.
他说免得他常常来这个缠磨我，好吧，就给他伸冤。
And so he gave her her request because he was afraid of being bothered day and night.
所以你看，最后他还是有所怕的。
And so he did have.Some fear.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
如果今天呢我们不能存着敬畏的心活在神的跟前
If today we cannot have a heart of fear before the Lord,
一个人呢如果胆大妄为
If we are too courageous or bold,
那是一个最愚昧的一个人
That is someone who is foolish.
我们知道今天呢撒旦在人类的社会环境里面兴起各样的事物啊叫人对神的那个惧怕敬畏呢，那把它消除掉。
We know that Satan, through our environment, will raise up things to diminish the fear of man towards God.
你几乎可以发现，在这个世界中，凡是那些作恶的每一件坏事，他都有一个很好的理由来解释它。
For every sin we commit and every mistake we make, Satan puts an excuse in our hearts.
比方说今天同性恋的问题，他就有一套医学上面的一套解释。结果呢，这些人就开始公开了，就胆子大了。
For example, the issue of homosexuality, man can explain that by genetics, and then all of a sudden this boldness comes out.
我们知道这是撒旦从最起头开始。
We know that this is the work of Satan from the beginning.
我们看亚当夏娃，所以会犯那个错误。
Because Adam and Eve sinned.
因为撒旦来给他一个很好的建议。
It was because Satan gave them a suggestion.
神说你们吃了那个树上的果子必定死。
God told them that they would surely die if they took of the fruit.
我相信呢，这个亚当夏娃两个人在这个伊甸园里面散步的时候啊。
And I trust that when Adam and Eve were taking a stroll through the Garden of Eden, they would probably pass by that tree often. And they thought that fruit was beautiful. But there was a fear in their hearts. God told them they would surely die. And so they were afraid and did not take. And then what did Satan say? And Satan said, you will not surely die.
并且这么一吃啊，你们的眼睛就明亮，就有智慧了。
And when you take of that fruit, your eyes will be open and you will have wisdom and understanding.
所以你看见仇敌的这个建议啊，把人里面对神的那个敬畏的那个心啊，那个害怕的心慢慢把它消除掉一些。
So what the enemy does is he removes that fear of the Lord from man's heart.
本来他们良心里不安的，现在把那个良心呢，用很多理由把它填平了。
Because the conscience was not at ease, the enemy, uses many methods to put the conscience at ease.
那个结果是什么呢？
And what is the end result?
他们本来是想要得到智慧，反而失去智慧。
They wanted to receive understanding and wisdom, in fact, they lost that.
所以他们就做了一件愚蠢的事情。
And so they did something foolish.
这一件愚蠢的事不仅是害了他们自己，也害了他们的子子孙孙。
And not only did this affect their lives, but it affected the lives of all their descendants.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们失去对神的这个敬畏，
If we lose this fear of the Lord,
对我们的生活会造下无可弥补，你也无法想象的那一种的灾害。
It will cause a harm in our lives that is irreparable.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，神是可畏的。
And so God is a God who is to be feared.
我们都知道神爱我们。
We know that God loves us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道神是可畏的。
But we must know that God is a God to be feared.
哥林多后书五章十一节，保罗就告诉我们说，主是可畏的。
2 Corinthians 5:11 tells us that Jehovah is to be feared.
当然他的可畏啊，一方面讲来是因为他太伟大，这个神的伟大你是没有办法这个来形容的。
On one aspect, it is because God is so great, we cannot even imagine. And thus we fear.
你知道在这个神学上面呢，有些神学家啊，他们会在描述啊这个人呢对神的这种的敬畏。
Some theologians have tried to describe man's fear of God.
他们到最后只能用一个字，就是神是奥秘的，用这个字来形容。
And in the end, they describe God as a mystery.
他们的形容就好像一个小小的飞蛾，当你要飞向那一个烈火的时候啊，那种的感觉啊。
And it's like a moth flying towards a burning fire.
在英文里面有很好的字，就叫做 awe， 是吧？叫 awe。那个字就是一个叫你形容一个人碰见一件那个非常神秘非常伟大的事情中，那个里面所产生的那种感觉。
And when we enter into this feeling of awe, we have encountered something great and mysterious.
并且呢，我们的神是绝对的公义和圣洁。
And God is absolutely righteous and holy.
并且他行大事啊。叫人敬畏他。
And he does amazing works so that man might fear him.
我想那天当摩西拿着杖击打红海的时候啊，
The day Moses put his staff in the Red Sea.
那个展现在以色列百姓眼前的是一幅非常伟大的一个景象。
The scene that revealed itself before the children of Israel was a great event.
我想人人都敬畏，对不对？
I think man feared.
哇，这是何等的能力啊！
What power and might.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神是大事的神。
Our God is a God who does amazing works.
所以主耶稣在世的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus was here on the earth,
他曾经对门徒们对犹太人这样说，
He told his disciples and the Jewish people.
在路加福音十二章那里告诉我们，
In Luke chapter 12, it tells us,
他说啊，那能杀身体不能杀灵魂的，你不需要怕他。
He said, Do not fear he who,
只能杀身体，
who can kill the body but cannot kill the spirit.
要怕那位有权柄的，可以把你的身体灵魂都丢在阴间的，那个你才需要怕他。
But fear the one who after he has killed has authority to cast you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him.
有谁能把有这个权柄把身体灵魂都丢在地狱？那只有神。
Who has the authority to cast body and spirit into hell? And that is God.
撒旦呢， 只能毁坏我们的身体，不能毁坏我们的灵魂。
Satan can only destroy our flesh. He cannot destroy our spirit.
世上邪恶的政权，敌对神的政权，也只能杀人，杀不了人的灵魂。
And the things we encounter in this world can only harm our bodies, but not our spirit.
所以主告诉我们，要怕的是怕神。
And so the Lord tells us to fear God.
哎呀，我们活在这个地上啊，我们怕人怕鬼啊，什么都怕。
We who dwell on this earth, we fear a lot of things. We fear man, we fear demons.
很多基督徒很奇怪，就是不怕神。
A lot of Christians, they're strange. The only one they don't fear is God.
弟兄姊妹，这是不智慧的。
And this is not wise.
我们应当敬畏神。
We ought to fear God.
如果你有真正遇见神的经历，弟兄姊妹们，你里面就会非常的敬畏。
If you've truly had an experience where you've met God, then you will have this holy fear.
你看在创世纪里面那个诡诈的雅各。
In Genesis, we see the deceitful Jacob.
他这个一生的聪明啊。
He felt he was wise.
很多的手段。
Full of ideas.
碰见人的事情呢，他很少吃亏的。
And he was successful when he encountered man.
结果在巴丹亚兰的旷野里面，他与神之间有了一次面对面。
But in the wilderness at Padam Aram, he encountered God.
第二天他就说，哇，神在这里，我竟然不知道这是何等的可畏啊。
And he did not realize that he had encountered God, and he said he had this fear.
叫这个从来不怕任何人的这个雅各，现在心里面有了害怕。
Jacob, who feared no man, had fear in his heart for God.
弟兄姊妹们，当摩西把以色列的百姓带到西乃山的时候，
And when Moses led the children of Israel to the base of Mount Sinai,
天上降临在西乃山上，
God descended on the mount.
哇，那个景象也是非常可怕。
And that scene was a terrible sight.
所以在出埃及记第20-20节呢，告诉我们百姓都惧怕。
So in Exodus chapter 20 verse 20, it tells us the children of Israel trembled.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神是可畏的。
God is a God to be feared.
那今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们在神的爱里面。
Today, in the love of God,
我们仍旧应当存着敬畏的心。
We ought to have a heart of fear.
所以箴言里面才告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And so Proverbs tells us the beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那在前面他讲敬畏耶和华就是知识的开端，有智慧你才有知识。
And then we also gain understanding from that wisdom.
那这句话的意思是说，一个不敬畏神的人呢，
And this word tells us that those who do not fear God,
他连智慧都还没开始呢。
They haven't even begun to enter into wisdom.
哎，有一些人说，那我看你看我多聪明啊。
But some scholars will say, I have wisdom.
每次考试都100分。
Every time I do well on my exams.
我的同学没有一个人赶得上我的。
None of my classmates can compete with me.
我的同事们也都赶不上我的。
None of my coworkers can compete with me.
但是在神眼中来看呢，
But in God's eyes,
弟兄姊妹，你还没有智慧呢。
You have no wisdom.
什么人开始在神眼中有智慧呢？
Who has wisdom in the eyes of God?
就是那些有敬畏神心的。
Those who have a heart of fear.
所以当你里面有对神有个敬畏的时候，你就开始有了智慧。
So when we have the fear of the Lord, that is the beginning of wisdom and understanding.
这个智慧啊，
This wisdom
能使我们第一方面远离恶事，
keeps us away from sin.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们有智慧处理我们的很多的我们的事物，处理我们自己的工作，弟兄姊妹，没有智慧远离恶事。
A lot of times in our lives, this wisdom allows us to be successful in school or work, but it does not cause us to run away from sin.
地上的知识所给你的那个智慧，弟兄姊妹，没有办法叫你远离恶事。
Worldly wisdom cannot cause us to not sin.
只有从敬畏神里面所产生的智慧，叫你远离恶事。
Only wisdom that comes from the fear of the Lord allows us to flee evil things.
当我们读 撒母耳记下第十一章的时候
When we read 2 Samuel chapter 11,
我们看见那个在旧约圣经里面那样一个敬畏神的一个爱神的一个大卫居然犯了那么可怕的一个罪
We see David who feared the Lord, sin.
我们知道大卫早年的时候他里面充满对神的敬畏
We see in his early years, David was full of the fear of the Lord.
但是在撒母耳记下第十一章，他犯下了一个几乎不可饶恕的一个罪恶。
But in 2 Samuel, we see how he committed a sin that,
他居然会夺取人家的妻子。
We see him sin a great sin where he actually stole someone's wife.
杀害他手下的大臣。
Killed her husband.
哎呀，你读那一段故事的时候，你会发觉。大卫怎么可能做这样的事情呢
When we read that account, we think, how can David do such a thing?
但是大卫是对我们一个何等样的一个警惕。
But David sends us here a reminder.
弟兄姊妹，至少有一中间有一个情形是我们今天应当注意的。
There is one thing that we need to pay attention to.
因为大卫那个时候很成功。
David at that point was successful.
他已经当了以色列的君王。
He was king over Israel.
然后呢，他做王的生活非常的优越。
And as king, he had a luxurious life.
所以叫他里面失去了敬畏神的心。
And this caused him to lose that fear of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们今天要特别的在主面前蒙神的保守。
So brothers and sisters, we need to come under the protection of the Lord.
当你所成功的时候。
When we are successful,
当你的生活越来越优越的时候
when our lives become better and better,
可能我们现在要面临一个非常危险的时候
maybe we are facing a danger.
求主叫我们不失去对神那个敬畏的心
May we not forsake that heart of fearing God.
你看大卫所做这件事情里面对神一点的敬畏都没有
We see in the acts of David, there was absolutely no fear of the Lord.
他完全忘记了神是可畏的神
He absolutely forgot that God was a God to be feared.
结果他做这事情的后果是什么呢?
And what was the end result of what he did?
先知拿单奉神的命去指责他。
The prophet Nathan came to accuse him.
告诉他说你既做了这件事情刀剑永远不离开你的家。
And he told David that the sword will never leave his family.
他说我要从你的家中兴起祸患。
And calamity will occur in his household.
虽然后来呢，神还是悦纳大卫的作王，但是呢，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得神对他的管教的时候没有放松一点。
We know that even though God was merciful towards David as a king, we know that his hand of punishment never left his house.
他的家里面本身发生淫乱的事情。
In his family, there was chaos.
然后他的儿子们起来背叛他。
Even his sons arose to try to kill him.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫后面所受到神的那个管教十分的可怕。
The discipline of the Lord on David's life after that point was terrible.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
只有这个智慧叫我们能够远离恶事。
And only this wisdom will cause us to flee evil things.
所以一个人不敬畏神呢,
So a person who does not fear the Lord,
他就缺少这种智慧。
They forsake this wisdom.
一个人敬畏神的话,
One who fears the Lord,
他一定跟神一样, 他要恨恶神所恨恶的事情。
He will be like the Lord and hate what the Lord hates.
在箴言第六章里面告诉我们,
In Proverbs, Chapter 6,
神所恨恶的有六件事情。
There are six things that the Lord hates.
还有一个是他心所恨恶的，还有七件。
And what his heart considers an abomination, there are seven.
这第一个告诉我们高傲的眼。
The first is haughty eyes.
哎，很奇妙，人的眼睛啊，能够表现出人的骄傲。
It's interesting that the eyes of man can portray man's arrogance.
所以你不要看有的人呢好像腰很低你看他眼睛吧。
So, don't look at their position of their body, you have to look at their eyes.
骄不骄傲的从眼睛一看就看出来了。
Whether a man is prideful, you can see it in his eyes. God hates haughty eyes.
神恨恶第二个撒谎的舌头。
Secondly, God hates a lying tongue.
哎呀，雅各啊，新约的雅各特别告诉我们，这个舌头是最难办的东西。
And James of the New Testament tells us that the tongue is something very difficult to deal with.
你看看，有的时候我们心里面明明觉得不对，这个舌头巴拉巴拉拼命说。
And even though our heart tells us it's not right, our tongue.We keep talking.
控制不了这个舌头。
We cannot control the tongue.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的舌头说了多少的谎言呢？
How many lies have been spoken from our tongues?
神恨恶。
God hates.
所以当一个人真正敬畏神的时候，
So when a man truly fears the Lord,
他有个智慧。
He has a wisdom.
他们就不太让他的舌头随便放，随便说话。
And he knows how to control his tongue.
还有流无辜人血的手。
And hands that shed innocent blood.
这个包括今天我们误会别人啊，
This
曲解别人。
And this includes, how we misunderstand others.
把一些人呢，人家根本没有的事情呢，我们把它讲得很，那个就是流人的无辜人的血。
And when we talk ill of others.
还有一个图谋恶计的心。
A heart that devises wicked plans.
所有一切恶计都是从心里面出来的。
All this evil that comes out of man's heart.
所以我们何等需要保守我们的心啊。
We need to, God to protect our hearts.
哎，我感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在主面前呢，真正对神有一点点的敬畏的时候呢。
Brothers and sisters, when we have but a small fear of the Lord in our hearts.
有的时候在我们心里面出现一点点这个意念的时候，你就开始要对付他了。
Some evil thought that might enter our heart.Are immediately dealt with.
有的时候我一个人也是心里想啊，马上觉得不对。我说主，这个我不要。
And sometimes a thought will come to me, and immediately my heart tells me that is wrong, and I tell the Lord no.
我不应该对我的弟兄姊妹有这样的一种意念和感觉。
And I should not feel this way about my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要保守我们的心。
We need to protect and watch over our hearts. This is an important point.
还有飞跑行恶的脚。
And feet that run rapidly to evil.
有什么知道一点什么就想赶快跑去跟别人讲，弟兄姊妹，你要把你的脚控制住。
And sometimes we hear a little gossip and we want to tell others we need to control our feet.
这神所恨恶的。
This is what God hates.
还有一个就是假见证。
And verse 19, a false witness.
这是神所恨恶的。
This is what God hates.
那么弟兄姊妹，这六件事情都是神的心所恨恶的。
These are six things which the Lord hates.
还有一个是神的心所恨恶，那更严重了。
And yes, seven which are an abomination to him.
那就在弟兄中不散纷争的人。
The seventh is one who spreads strife among brethren.
我们知道在神的家中啊。
We know in the household of God.
神的心是喜欢神的儿女们能够合一的，对不对？
The desire of God's heart is for brethren to dwell in unity.
但是仇敌常常利用我们的肉体啊。
But the enemy, through our flesh,
做了一些分散的工作
works the work of division.
这是神的心所恨恶的。
And this is what God's heart hates.
我想弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要有这样的智慧。
We need to have the wisdom today.
我们呢，恨恶神所恨恶的。
To hate what God hates.
那么你必须要怎么样？你必须要有敬畏神的心。
And we have to have a heart that fears the Lord.
如果你没有敬畏神的心，你不可能有这样的智慧。
If we don't have a heart to fear the Lord, then we don't have this wisdom.
当然我们晓得今天神不仅是在敬畏中给我们的智慧，叫我们能够远离这许多的恶事。
Not only does God give us the wisdom to flee evil things.
这个惧怕呢，要在我们的生命中啊，要成就更多美好属灵的生活。
This fear should establish a beautiful spiritual life.
这个美好的生活就是有福的生活。
And this is a life of blessing.
所以呢，敬畏神呢，能叫人做对的事情。
So the fear of the Lord causes man to do the right things.
因为你怕神。
Because you fear God.
你怕得罪神。
You fear sinning against God.
你怕这件事情做错了，叫神不欢喜。
And you're afraid that what you have done might not be pleasing to God.
这样就能叫你怎么样蒙保守做对的事情。
And this allows you to be protected and to do the right things.
所以今天在地上不是所有的事情你都可以做的。
So not only here on this earth, we can't do anything.
对一个敬畏神的人来讲的话呢，他要看一看到底这件事情能不能蒙神的祝福。
For one who fears the Lord, he examines whether something might receive blessing from the Lord.
在申命记第五章第二十九节那里。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 11.
神对这些敬畏神的人来讲的话呢，你看见神有很大的一个祝福。
God has an immense blessing for those who fear him.
申命记第五章第二十九节。
Oh, Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29.
我读给大家听啊。
I'll read this to you.
无怨他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我一切的诫命，使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。
Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it may be well with them and with their sons forever.
对一个敬畏神的人来讲，不仅你自己蒙福啊，你的子孙都蒙福。
To a person who fears the Lord, not only is he blessed, but all his descendants.
第六章第二节。
And Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 2.
他说好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他一切的律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。
So that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged.
神也应许神的百姓啊。
Here, God instructs his children.
如果他们敬畏神,
if they fear the Lord,
他们在地上的日子就可以活得长久,
they will have long lives.
啊, 很多人都希望活得长一点, 对吧?
Many of us want longevity.
弟兄姊妹们, 天天去运动啊, 做这个东西啊, 你赶不上在神面前的敬畏。
And so, all our exercise and physical well-being cannot compare with the fear of the Lord.
有的人整天在那研究那个营养的东西，这个不能吃，那个可以吃，结果还是死掉。
And there are some people who study nutrition and what to eat and what not to eat, and they still die.
圣经告诉我们说，你要活得长久，你在神面前敬畏的心，神就使你的日子长久。
And the Bible tells us that if we fear the Lord your God, our days will be prolonged.
还有哈，诗篇三十四篇第九节。
Psalm 34 verse 9。
三十四篇第九节。
In Psalm 34 verse 9。
他说：“耶和华的圣名呐，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。”
It says, "O fear the Lord, you His saints, for to those who fear Him there is no want."
你看，这是何等的应许啊！
What an amazing promise.
如果你敬畏神，你一无所缺。
If we fear the Lord, we will be without lack.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅在我们的生活中，
Not only in our daily lives,
因着敬畏能带进这样的福气。
Our fear of the Lord will bring in such blessing.
在列王记下第十七章三十九节那里告诉我们呢。
In 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 39, it tells us.
他说这里呢，神可以救我们脱离一切仇敌的手啊。
It says, "But the Lord your God you shall fear, and He will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies."
啊，你看这是多么的好的一个应许啊！
What a great promise!
我们今天活在这个地上，仇敌是何其多啊！
We who live in this world, we have many enemies.
但是对一个敬畏神的人来讲，
But to a person who fears the Lord,
神可以救他们脱离一切仇敌。
God will deliver them from the hand of their enemies.
我们晓得在旧约圣经里面，
You know, in the Old Testament Bible,
以色列的百姓他们有许多的仇敌啊。
The children of Israel had many enemies.
啊，他们有的时候被这些仇敌们困扰着，他们的生活变得非常的困苦。
And they were bound by many enemies at times, and their lives were miserable.
他们很多时候用这个方法，用那个方法，去依赖这个亚述，依赖埃及。
With one method or another, they try to set themselves free from the bondage of Egypt.
结果他们仍旧没有办法脱离仇敌的手。
But they were not able to be delivered from their enemies.
你们只要敬畏神，神就救你们脱离一切仇敌的手。
God promises them that if they will but fear Him, He will deliver them from the hand of their enemies.
我们知道《列王记下》十七章整章记载着北国以色列的灭亡的故事。
We know that in 2 Kings chapter 17, it talks about, the exile of the northern kingdom of Israel.
那个时候呢，他们灭在亚述人的手中。
Oh, and they were abolished, before the hand of the
Assyrians. 这个亚述王啊，他还很有意思呢，他就要打发一个祭司回去教导那个剩下那些百姓们，叫他们学习敬畏耶和华。
And after they were vanquished, the king of Assyria sent a priest to instruct the children of Israel to fear the Lord.
结果你看见那些以色列百姓他们的光景是怎样的呢？
But you see how poor the spiritual condition of these people were.
圣经记载说他们又惧怕耶和华又拜自己的神，你看
It says they feared the Lord their God, but they also served their own gods.
神把他们迁到哪一个邦国、哪个国家去的时候呢？他们就随那个邦国的风俗。
Wherever they were made captive, they made those nations' gods their own.
哎呀，叫你读的时候啊，这个里面真是充满了叹息。
When you read this, you have to sigh with it.
神的百姓怎么会愚昧到这样一个地步呢？
How could God's children fall to such a point?
但是弟兄姊妹，你看看我们今天在地上的光景是不是有点像这个呢？
What about our condition today? Aren't we a little bit like this?
我们一方面来讲，我们对神好像也有点敬畏。
On one hand, we do have some fear of the Lord.
但是另外一面呢，我们也是随着地上的风俗，拜这个拜那个。
But on the other hand, we serve and follow many other things in this world.
也就是你怕这个怕那个。
And you have fear of many other things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
只有真正敬畏神的人。
Only those who truly fear the Lord.
神的应许不会改变。
God's promises toward them never change.
救他脱离一切仇敌的手。
The Lord will deliver them from the hand of all their enemies.
愿主用这个话激励我们。
May the Lord encourage us with this word.
在哥林多后书第七章第一节，我们刚才读过的圣经。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1, the verse we read.
保罗说我们既然有这等的应许。
Paul says we have such a promise.
神应许什么呢？
What has God promised us?
你如果读那个前后文，你就发现。
If you read it in context, you find out.
神应许说要在他的百姓中居住往来。
He says he will dwell in the midst of his people.
我们都知道神的同在是我们今天最大的一个福气。
We know that the presence of the Lord is our greatest honor and blessing.
然后第二个应许是什么呢？
And what is the second promise?
就是神要做我们的父亲，我们做他的儿女。
That God will be our father and we will be his children.
他说我们既然有这样的 一种的应许。
If we have such a covenant,
弟兄姊妹，我们就应当怎样存着敬畏神的心活在神跟前。
We ought to have a heart of fear as we live before the Lord.
因为你敬畏神的缘故。
Because you fear the Lord.
神可以除去你一切的污秽。
God will remove all your defilement.
并且能使你得以成圣。
And God will allow you to be sanctified.
我们晓得基督徒在地上的生活啊，这个追求成圣是很重要的一项经历。
We know the pursuit of sanctification as Christians is an important one.
这个成圣的意思就是你与主一致。
Sanctification is you are healed by the Lord.
这就是我们今天的弟兄姊妹们，我们追求的要能够表现基督。
And in our lives, we ought to express Christ Jesus.
如果你里面根本没有敬畏的心，
If we don't have a heart of fear of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，你离不开这些污秽的东西。
We cannot set aside, this corruption.
你也不可能里面有主更多的表现。
And we cannot express the person of our Lord Jesus.
所以在一切属灵的经历里面，敬畏这件事情是一个影响相当大的一件事情。
So in all our spiritual experiences,Fear is something that influences our walk.
使徒行传第九章。
In Acts chapter 9.
告诉我们当初犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚的教会都非常的兴旺。
It speaks of how the churches in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria were blessed.
他们得着平安被建立。
They received peace and they were built up.
中间有一句话宝贵，说什么？凡事敬畏主。
And a precious word here, it says, going on in the fear of the Lord.
结果他们就得着圣灵的安慰。
And they received comfort from the Holy Spirit.
人数就开始增长。
And they received prosperity and growth.
教会的兴旺。
A bright future for the church.
也在乎我们到底里面有没有敬畏主的心。
Depends on whether we have a heart of fear for the Lord.
我们一个年长的弟兄告诉我们。
An elderly brother used to remind us.
他说中国在三十年代的时候。
He said China back in the 30s.
他说那个时候神的儿女们的真理上没有像今天人知道这么多。
He told me once that their understanding of scripture was not as as we have today.
但是呢，大多数神的儿女们都敬畏神。
But the majority of the children of God had a holy fear.
今天呢，这个正好相反了。
But today, the opposite has occurred.
我们的知识很多。
Our understanding of the word is immense.
敬畏主的心反而没有多少。
But our heart of fear for the Lord, is very little.
好像我们呢，跟主耶稣啊，这个，实在是好朋友，是跟他 buddy buddy 的。
It seems like we're buddies with our Lord Jesus.
提起主的事情呢，很随便。
We're very casual when we mention the things of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，什么时候这种敬畏从神的百姓中间失去了？
Whenever this fear of the Lord is lost amongst his children,
我们晓得神的祝福跟着就失去了。
We know that the blessings of the Lord are also lost.
所以我们求主怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy upon us.
弟兄姊妹，让我们能存着敬畏的心生活在神的跟前。
Allow us to live before him with a heart of fear.
彼得鼓励我们在世的日子应当存着敬畏神的心活在神的。
Peter encourages us to live before him with a heart of fear.
因为按照彼得的个性来讲，他年轻时候他也是一个很冲动的人，所以常常犯错，对吧？
According to how Peter was as a young person, he was, very bold and would commit many mistakes.
但是到他年老的时候，
but the elder Peter,
他深深地知道一件事情，
he knew deep within him,
神的儿女在地上应当有敬畏神的心来度日子。
That God's people should live before him with a heart of fear.
我们求主把这个敬畏的这个心重新赐给我们。
May God give us this heart of fear and reverence.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们如何来敬畏神呢？
How do we fear the Lord?
在申命记第十章十节到十二节到十三节那里讲到几件事情。
In Deuteronomy chapter 10 verses 12 and 13, we read about a few things.
这是当初啊，神借着摩西啊，要让神的百姓学习敬畏的事情。
This is how Moses instructed the children of God to fear him.
第一个，他就说你要遵行神的道。
First, it says, keep his ways.
这神的道就是神的道路啊，也就是神的法则。
This walk in his ways also means his path and his laws.
其实神的路就是神的心意。
God's path is his heart's desire.
今天我想我们在世界上侍奉，我们在这里跟随主，最重要的就是如何遵行他的旨意。
The most important thing we can do as Christians is to follow God's will.
我们看见在初期的教会里面，
We know in the early church,
有许多爱主的弟兄姊妹们被称作 people of the way.
Many of those who loved the Lord and followed him were called people of the way.
他们被称作是道中的人。
They were called people of the way.
有就是这班人，他们是完全按照神的心意在地上跟随神的。
They lived on earth according to God's will.
弟兄姊妹，你如果真正敬畏神，你就应当按照神的心意了。
If we truly fear God, we will walk according to His will.
我们晓得教会是神所建立为彰显他儿子所建立的一个器皿啊。
The church is the vessel that should manifest God's Son.
教会不属于任何人的。
The church does not belong to anyone else.
教会也不是我们的。
The church is not ours.
教会是主的。
The church belongs to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一切的事物都应当按照神的心意往前。
So brothers and sisters, all things should be according to the Lord.
所以他们西方的弟兄们有一句话很好， Church is not our playground. 不是我们的 playground.
So,The church is not our playground.
真正敬畏神的人，他一定在主的话语中寻求到底神对教会的旨意是怎样。
Those who truly fear the Lord will seek after the Lord, the Lord's will for his church.
我们实在感觉今天人在地上，在这些事上太随便了。
We feel that man is too casual when it comes to things of God.
当然，神的路就是主耶稣了。
Of course, God's path and His way is our Lord Jesus.
所以在凡事上真的要遵从主。
And so in all things we have to fear our Lord.
那么第二件事情，
The second,
就是要爱他。
We have to love Him.
弟兄姊妹们，当你爱他的时候，就意思就是说呢，一切都是为着他的。
When we love Him, we do all things for Him.
今天你在地上也是一样，你如果爱一个人，你就一切都为着那个人，对不对？
And it's the same here on earth. If we love someone, we'll do all things for that person.
这是真正的爱。
That is true love.
啊，如果你真的爱人爱到一个地步，那么弟兄姊妹就巴不得一切都给他，对不对？
And if you love a person to the uttermost, you will give your all for them.
今天我们不仅知道神爱我们。
We should not only know that God loves us.
因为神爱我们，爱到一个无法再爱的地步。所以他把他的儿子给了我们了。
He loves us to the uttermost, and he has given us his beloved son.
当他把他的儿子给我们的时候，就是把一切都给了我们。
When he has given us his son, he has given us his all.
我们可以说，神没有保留什么东西不给我们。
God has not withheld anything that he hasn't given to us.
这是真爱。
And this is true love.
所以神也希望我们爱他。
And so God desires that we love him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我常常听见很多弟兄姊妹们埋怨这个埋怨的。老实讲，弟兄姊妹们，根本的原因就是你还不够爱神。
And I hear brothers and sisters complain about this or that, and the root problem is that we do not love God enough.
如果你真正爱神的话，你就没有怨言了。
If we truly love God, we will not murmur or complain.
你想一想，当我们真正在爱一个人的时候
，When we truly love a person.
弟兄姊妹，不管他做什么事情，
no matter what they do,
对不对？
We are full of joy.
所以我们要爱神。
So we need to love God.
这是我们在神面前真正的敬畏他。
And this is the manifestation of our fear of the Lord.
事实上也是这样。
And it's true.
一个人真正爱神的话呢，
If we truly love God,
会使得他敬畏神变得容易。
It allows our fear of the Lord to be an easy thing.
对爱神的人来讲，敬畏神是容易的。
For those who love him, it's not difficult to fear the Lord.
你不爱神的话，你根本叫你敬畏也很难的。
If you don't love God, then you're not going to fear him.
所以敬畏神第二方面的表现就在于爱他。
So the second expression of our fear of the Lord is that we will love him.
第三个点。
The third.
这里告诉我们说要尽心尽性地侍奉他。
It tells us in verse 12, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
弟兄姊妹们，认真讲，在神的家中的侍奉啊，不是谁安排我们，什么责任加在我们身上才服侍。
Service in the house of God should not come about because someone has appointed us a certain duty.
那样的侍奉啊，已经落到了这个比较低的一个层面。
That kind of service has already fallen to a low point.
我们必须知道神救赎我们就是为了侍奉他。
God has redeemed us so that we might serve him.
所以我们要尽心尽性地侍奉他。
So with all our heart, with all our soul, we should serve him.
应当把我们的心归给主。
We ought to commit our hearts to the Lord.
这个心呢，就是原文就指的魂说的。
This
soul.
In the English, it says your soul.
啊，那个 soul 是什么？就把你的心思、意念、情感，统统摆在侍奉上面。
Means all our thoughts, all our emotions are placed upon the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，假使我们今天能够这样侍奉神，表示什么？你是个敬畏神的人。
If we can serve the Lord in such a way, that means we are a person who fears the Lord.
神何等巴望他的儿女们能够在这样的光景中来服侍他呢。
God desires that his children serve him in such a condition.
啊，最后一个点。
And the last point.
就是要遵守他的诫命和律例。
Moses tells the children to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes.
简单的来说就是听主的话。
Simply speaking, this means to hear his word.
在基督徒的生活里面。
In the life of a Christian.
最重要的是听主的话。
An important thing is to hear his word.
啊，不是光听人的话。
Not just the word of man.
事实上我们晓得今天圣灵住在我们里面，圣灵可以对直接对每一个弟兄姊妹说话。
We know that the Holy Spirit dwells within and he can speak to each individual.
也许人说，哎呦，那这样的话，教会不是变得很乱吗？
And you might think, well, in this case, the church could become very chaotic.
你放心，神只有一位。
Don't worry, God is but one.
主也只有一位。
The Lord is one.
圣灵也只有一位。
The Holy Spirit is one.
如果我们大家都听主的话，
If we all hear the word of the Lord,
教会更合一。
Then there will be unity in the church. Isn't this so?
今天就是因为我们人的话太多了，所以这个教会变得分散了。
It's because the word of man is in great abundance, and so there is division.
所以愿神的儿女们都起来听神的话。
So may God's children rise up and hear God's word.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
听话就是敬畏。
Hearing the word is fear.
啊，我们所表现的不敬畏，最大的一方面就是不听话，就是这样。
If we are not full of fear and reverence, then we don't listen to God's word.
而且圣经说要听那个今日所吩咐的。
And it speaks here, hear what he has for you today, concerning you today. It's not what we've heard previously. We have to have a living relationship and union with our Lord. It is today. It is now. It's in all things. So dear brothers and sisters, here in Deuteronomy chapter 10, it reminds us, if we can do these things, we are one who fears God. So in the life of a Christian, the fear of the Lord is an important thing. Throughout the whole Bible, there are many hundreds of verses that mention fear and reverence. Because the children of God lost God's blessing and God's grace and have fallen in sin, fallen in the hands of their enemy, fallen under the wrath of the Lord, it was because they did not fear the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, for us who are in the New Testament, it is equally important. At the beginning of this new year, let's all focus on the importance of fearing God. May we in this new year come to fear the Lord more than we have previously. So that God's grace and God's blessings will not leave us. Let's end with a hymn. And let's all have a time of worship at the end.
我们就唱这个诗歌第二首。
We'll sing hymn number 2 again.
我们的神是圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Our God is a holy, holy, holy God.
我们请大家一同起立，我们的。
Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
唱完之后，我想我们在主面前同声一点祷告。
And afterwards, let's all open our mouths and give praise to our God.
我们阿爸，我们的父亲，我们满心的感谢你。
Abba, Father, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你实在是伟大的神。
You are indeed an almighty God.
你的圣洁和公义远非我们所能想象。
Your holiness and righteousness are beyond what we can imagine.
我们感谢你，你爱我们。
We thank you because you have loved us.
你借着你儿子的救恩，把我们这些污秽败坏的罪人寻找回来。
You have redeemed us corrupt sinners by the love of your Son. You allow us to become your children. Father, we who are sinners and corrupt, how can we stand before a righteous Almighty God? But Lord, your grace comes upon us. You have not cast us aside. You are merciful. You give us grace. Father, our hearts are full of thanksgiving. Lord, may you open up our hearts. Allow us to know that you are a God to be feared. Allow our hearts to be full of fear and reverence. Father, we want to do your will. We want to love you more. We want to serve you more. We want to hear your word. Father, the wisdom that you have given us, may it deliver us from all evil and wickedness. May we leave all wicked things. Lord, allow us not to be deceived by this world.
父啊，保守我们。
Lord, protect us year by year.
愿我们真是因为爱你的缘故,
because of our love for you,
存敬畏的心生活在你的面前,
to have a heart of fear as we live
before
you. 我们
知道你愿意赦免我们。
We know that you are willing to forgive.
愿你儿子耶稣基督的血今天早晨把我们洗得洁净,
may the,
洗得像血一样的白。
May the blood of your son Jesus cleanse us white as snow.
好叫我们重新在你面前有一个敬畏的生活。
That we might renew a life of fear before you.
保守你儿子的教会。
Keep your son's church.
我们知道主回来的日子非常的临近。
We know the return of our Lord is near.
我们在地上还有不多的日子可以跟随他。
Our days are limited.
父啊，愿我们余下的年日。
Father, in our remaining days,
生活在敬畏的里面。
May we live in fear of God.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
感谢你的怜悯。
We thank you for your mercy.
感谢你的赦免。
We thank you for your forgiveness.
感谢你那不丢弃的爱。
We thank you for your love.
父啊，
Father,
用你的大能握住每一个属于你的人。
Hold us in your almighty hand.
谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence this morning.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。